Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL match up like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hitting the news you might have missed. It's Denton's Daily News.
All right, Denton, what do you got? All right, we're going to start with the story that dropped literally about 5 minutes ago. It's a big basketball story. Don't normally talk a lot about a basketball story in September, but here we go. Adrian Wojnarowski leaving ESPN. He's famous for the Woj bomb.
Leaving ESPN?
He's leaving ESPN.
Going to The Athletic, I bet.
He is not. No, are you kidding me? Shams works there. He can't go to The Athletic. Instead jumping over to college basketball. He's going to become the general manager for men's basketball program St. Bonaventure. It's worth noting that he did go to St. Bonaventure. His role is going to include name, image, and likeness allocation, recruiting, and then supporting the head coach in Mark Schmidt.
Wow. That's got to be pay decrease, right?
Massive pay decrease unless Bonaventure's boosters.
For those that don't know, that the information guys, NFL, NBA, MLB, especially when they have massive social media followings, they make outrageous money. I know Schefter does. I know Rappaport does, the NFL guys, and I think Woj does.
Definitely does. I mean, he's ESPN's main guy. He has 6.5 million followers on Twitter.
Yeah. Huh. Interesting. General manager positions for college sports programs have become a thing here over the last couple of years with NIL, with Portal. You know, it's essentially a GM that manages kind of the cap money, if you will, for the purposes of putting it in sort of, you know, using the analogy to pro sports, and then also the free agency guy. You know, like, who's in the portal? What's he worth? Et cetera. That's the job now. There's a GM job for these college basketball and college football programs. Recruiting, I still think, is primarily handled by coaches. You know, the assistant coaches in particular. But the portal is like free agency. Like we've talked about, college athletes now have something well beyond what people wanted them to have for years, and well beyond what pro athletes have, which is unrestricted annual free agency, unless they end up committing for more than 1 year. But that opportunity exists for every college athlete. And so the portal is the way you change your team each year. You know, it's a whole new way of doing business. So it's like free agency. And so he's going to handle that. Look, he's a basketball guy. He's an NBA guy. Interesting.
There's
no chance he's not taking a massive pay cut to do that, right?
Yeah, I would imagine a substantial pay cut. He does offer something.
St. Bonaventure A-10 still?
Yeah, they're A-10. He does offer the ability, though, to connect guys that are in the portal with top-tier agents, get them involved with teams in a way that nobody else really does, because that's the people that have been giving him information for years. So he has those connections immediately.
He knows every agent.
Everyone.
And well. And, yeah, I mean, I guess that'll be part of this. I mean, look, it's a school, St. Bonaventure. I mean, what kind of budget do you think St. Bonaventure has? St. Bonaventure's in the A-10 schools are the schools that are losing players that can play to much bigger programs with big NIL collectives and NIL budgets.
And they don't have a football team, I don't think. So that, like, their budget, they are very much a basketball school.
Yeah, every A-10 school is. I don't think any A-10 school plays football. Am I right about that or not?
I think Richmond is in the A-10. Oh, and they play right. football. Yeah, so there's a few, but there's not a lot.
Yeah.
All right, Major League Baseball. Nats get rocked by the Mets last night, 10-1. Bad night for Mitchell Barker. He doesn't even make it to the fourth inning. 5 runs on 7 hits, just 1 strikeout. This was not a good performance.
Nope. And, you know, you had a game in which Dylan Cruz went 3-for-4, which was outstanding. But you couldn't generate any runs. You got shelled with your starting pitcher. These are big, big games for the Mets, man. You know, as you look at the schedule for the Nats the rest of the way, I mean, there are teams wanting teams like Washington on their schedule the rest of the way, right? I mean, the teams that are in playoff contention, and this is one of them, the Mets. They've got Kansas City coming up. Philly should have everything wrapped up by the time they get to their season closing series against the Phillies. But yeah, the Mets, they've lost 2-2. They play the Mets again tonight, I think. And right now, because I'm pretty sure the Braves lost last night, so I think the Mets now have a 1-game lead. Yeah, the Mets and the Diamondbacks now have 2-game leads on the Braves. The Mets have reached the number 2 spot in the wild card race. 2 clear of the Braves, as are the Diamondbacks, who have lost 2 in a row. The Braves have lost 3 in a row. It'd be amazing if the Braves are not in the postseason, because they were certainly one of the favorites to get to the World Series, you know, along with the Dodgers in particular. Wow. That Met team really turned it around.
Back to the Woj thing real
Kansas
quick.
Kansas City, by the way, the series that they've got coming up with the Nats will be huge for them, because they're in a wild card race as well. And the Nats have the Royals in town next week. I think it's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, something like that. Go ahead.
Real quick, back to the Woj thing, just because I found some numbers. So in 2022, assuming nothing contractually has changed, he signed what looked to be a 5-year, $35 million deal. Now, these numbers are never fully gospel when it comes to reporters.
Say that again. Sorry.
So in 2022, it looks like he signed somewhere in the neighborhood of a 5-year, $35 million deal with ESPN. St. Bonaventure's has an endowment as a university of $92 million, $92.3 as of 2021. So maybe that number's risen a little bit, but I can't imagine it's risen substantially. So, yes, he's going to take a drastic pay cut taking on this job. But if it's his passion,
yeah,
and he wants to be involved.
There's no way that they're paying him $7 million a year.
No chance.
No way.
No chance.
For that job. Yeah. Well, good for him if this is really, you know, his alma mater is important to him. He's a basketball guy. He can really help. You know, and I'm just trying to think the problem, you know, when you do, when you make a move like that in like a normal professional move where you're taking a lot less in compensation, which let's just guess that he is, you usually do that because you're getting a piece of the upside. Mm-hmm. You're getting equity. You're getting stock options. And, you know, you're with a company that's paying you less, but you think the company is going to get sold or it's going to go public in a few years and you're going to make millions off of the equity piece you have. Well, there's no equity piece in a college basketball program in the A-10. So I don't think that there would be. Maybe there are incentives, but that's an interesting move. Interesting move. Maybe we're wrong, too. Maybe somebody in that NIL group said, this guy is the guy you want, and we'll pay him what he was making or a little bit more. You could always get that scenario, too. What else you got?
All right, final thing for you here. Jalen Reagor posted a meme yesterday. Remember, he was signed with the New England Patriots. He posted a meme on Instagram. The meme was, it's a very famous meme. It's been passed around a thousand times. It's a very nice sports car parked in, not even a garage, but an overhang of like a kind of a rundown house, signifying that he feels like he is really good and the offense for the Patriots is really not good. He's a sports car, they're a rundown operation. An hour after he posted that, he got cut by the New England Patriots.
Yeah, Gerard Mayo is not messing around with this stuff. You can tell already the New England, the Belichick era continues in terms of discipline. Jalen Reagor, for everybody that wants to say Howie Rosen, you know, is playing chess and everybody else is playing checkers, they took Jalen Reagor in the 2020 draft, 1 pick before Justin Jefferson, and 4 picks before Brandon Ayuk. Anyway, all right. Up next, Dan Pizzuta does a great job with the 33rd team, and he wrote something about Jaden Daniels' first two games that was pretty interesting. We'll ask him about that. Next, Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, theteam980.com. We're free and live on the Odyssey app.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.